Andrew and Sarah for breakfast, Mick Swallow 4.9. We are so looking forward to our Gradius party coming up at the Landmark Friday, November 19, Sarah.
Oh, the best years in music, movies, TV.
Great TV shows too. One of them that we watched back in the day was this one. Your perfect match.
Andrew, you loved reality TV shows. Is this one that you went on?
I was
about to find out. Oh,
I was too young back in the day. You have to be 18 plus, Sarah. But the star of the show, Greg Evans, joins us for a chat.
Hello.
Hey, Greg.
G'day, Andrew. Hello, Sarah.
Thank you for jumping on the show.
Oh, that's my pleasure. You live in one of my favourite towns. I just love Darwin.
Yeah. Oh, how often do you get up, Greg?
I come up every year for the, because I live in Melbourne and the winters down here are terrible, and your winters are beautiful. So now I'm hanging around Casuarina and Lee Point, and I go to Mindle Beach and the Yacht Club, and I love it.
Cullen he lives
Bay
it up.
And I'm a member at Stilks, and so I really love the town.
He knows all the sights, doesn't he?
He does.
Hey, Greg, we share something in common. You started out in radio back in the day in a country town called Colac, 3CS, is that right?
That's exactly right, Andrew. What do we share in common?
Well, I was in Warrnambool, just down the road a bit.
Sister radio station.
Well, it is now, yeah.
I was going to say that, but at the time, were you against each other at the radio?
No.
No, it was then. It was all part of the same network, 3CS and 3YB. And that was my first station, and I ended up with a breakfast program playing country music to the cows.
sounds about right.
Apparently cows milk better to harmonious music. Did you know that?
Yeah. Bit of Slim Dusty, was it? Or
I didn't know that.
Oh, worse than that, the singing kettle.
Greg, we want to talk to you about one of our favourite 80s show ahead of the Gradies party, Perfect Match Australia. How did you ever fall into that?
Well, yeah, that's a very good question. I was working on radio at the time, had done many years on radio, and so Grundy's, the producers, contacted me and said, we've got this dating show and we'd like you to be the host of it. So I flew to Sydney, and they didn't have too many details back then. They said, we'll get three people on one side of the screen and one on the other, and then they'll ask questions and the screen will slide back, and then they'll win their date and we'll send them away for a naughty weekend. and then the middle segment said we'll bring them back and ask them how much fun they had and how many times they had it. and so the show was born, and within 6 months it was one of the highest rating shows in Australia. I mean, you know, to put it into perspective, we were rating 35, five nights a week. 60 Minutes was rating 33. So it really caught on, Perfect Match, and it was lovely during the mid-80s to be part of it.
And how's the robot Dexter going, Greg?
Now, I knew you'd ask that, Andrew. Thank you. That's the most asked question in my life.
Is he all right?
Is Dexter. Dexter is in a museum in Melbourne.
Thank goodness.
That's where I should be. But it's the Museum of Sound and Television, and he's got his own shrine. He lives there, and when you walk around the corner, you trip a laser beam, and his heart lights up.
He's television royalty, old Dexter. Don't worry about that.
You say he sort of beats Greg
but,
right
you
now.
Know, that was one of the things, apart from the hairstyles in the 80s and all of that. Dexter was there, and the kids used to like it, and teenagers used to like it because they were about to fall in love. And we had old people on the show too, people in their 60s, and not that that's old these days, but the thing is, so there was something there for everyone. You know, as a result of the show, there were 11 marriages. In fact, I think the statistics were 11 marriages, one baby, and three killings.
No murders, please.
I can understand how it may have gone that way, but 11 marriages. Do you know, like, of any of those couples, have you ever kept in contact with any of them?
Yes. Some years after the show, in fact, about 10 years ago now, Channel 10 did a follow-up show called Where Are They Now? And one of the couples lives at Humpty Doo.
Oh, wow.
What?
And you know, the most beautiful thing and something that was close to my heart was they went to Humpty Doo and interviewed the couple, and they got married, and they had kids, and we were able to put a VHS into the machine, and show those two teenage kids the instant that their mother and father first set eyes on each other.
And how was the fashion back then? Big hair?
Oh, yeah. And not too many kids would ever be able to see the very split second that their mum and dad first saw each other.
Greg, would you help us find this couple in Humpty Doo? Because we'd love to have them come along to the Grady's party. It's royalty.
Wouldn't that be good? Wouldn't that be good? But, Sarah, that's research you'll have to do.
Okay. All right. I'll do it. I'll just say Greg Evans sent me your way.
Now, Greg, speaking of getting married and that sort of stuff, you are a marriage celebrant. That's your gig now, right?
Isn't it amazing, Andrew, to think that in all those years, in the 80s, when I was hosting Perfect Match, I never thought that you know, in the 90s or the year 2000, I would actually be marrying lovers. But Cupid seems to have followed me throughout my career, and I've married over 850 couples now.
Well, I was going to ask you, because you said you like coming up to TNT, maybe in the dry season, we're trying to get Sarah hitched.
Oh, yeah. My boyfriend is not going to like hearing that now.
Come on, it's about how long you've been dating now, Sarah?
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, all
right. Why not get Greg to do it? There you go. I'm sure he'll look after you.
You be careful, because I could turn around and say, hey, Greg, Andrew, we need to find him the perfect match, because he hasn't got one. So you just be careful on that.
Wouldn't mind rejigging the show. It'd be great.
You never know. Andrew's perfect match might be Dexter.
Yeah. At least he'll do everything I tell him to do, go and vacuum the bloody floor.
Greg, it's been so wonderful to have you on the show this morning. Thank you for joining us. And, yeah, when you're in Darwin next, look us up. We'd love to catch up for a beer.
Thank you very much, Sarah. I look forward to that. Thanks for having me, and good luck for that party you're having in November. I notice you're putting a save the date on it nice and early.
Oh, we are.
And it's on a Friday night too, Greg, so we can get on it, mate. You know?
Wow, way to go. See you, guys.
Thanks, Greg.